بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادع الى ربك بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه وجادلهم بالتي هي احسن وقال تعالى ومن احسن قولا ممن دعا الى الله وعمل صالحا وقال انني من المسلمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من راى منكم منكرا فليغير بيده او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام الى اخر الحديث I'm not feeling very well today so I will only be doing an introductory session on the topic which I already informed you, and that is enjoining good and forbidding evil. Amar bil maruf and nahi anil munkar. Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and also through his messengers has always enjoined good and forbidden evil. Because we all live with human beings who have limited freedom, they have free will, and through the exercising that free will, some use it wrongly, some use it rightly. And to correct them, and to rebuke them, and to warn them for their welfare in this world and hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent over 100,000 prophets and messengers. The reason why I chose this topic, because many people have asked me that when they want to correct other people, when they are doing something sin, committing a sin, or they are just doing a normal mistake which is not sin, or doing something which is not right, but it's not as serious sometimes it's serious, that how to approach that person, what is methodology one should adopt with different people in different situations and different times and places. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily, in the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a model, there is an example for you. Best example for you. Not from one point of view, but from all aspects. Obviously, there are countless aspects of the guidance and the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this is also one of the aspects and one of the most important aspects, because the duty of the Prophet primarily is to enjoin good and forbid evil, and all others then are details of it. So we have many models we can follow. When we see a person committing sin, or a person committing an act which we don't like, or a mistake, maybe it's a child, maybe it's an elder person, maybe it's a non-Muslim, maybe it's another person, maybe it's in family, your wife, or if it's a wife, or her, if it's a husband, or you have a servant, or you are a student, or you actually are a seeker of the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your disciple, and traveler and a wayfarer of the spiritual path, or you are a spiritual guide. All these people have a responsibility. Like Prophet said, Man ra'a minkum munkar, whoever sees anything evil, he has a responsibility to change and stop it. With power, with his hand, فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِي, or then with the tongue, to resist and detest it, and show your condemnation with your tongue. Or otherwise, then the last stage is to rebuke it in your heart, and condemn it in your heart, and leave that place. And Prophet said, أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ, and this last stage is of the most weak iman, person who has the most weak iman. That's his stage, that he condemns it through heart and then leaves it. For example, if someone has put a film on, obviously you have a responsibility to stop it. Either you should, if you can use by force, you can use force if you have that authority. Otherwise, you will admonish that person. And if he still does not listen to you, then it is not that you say that I have fulfilled my responsibility. Now you also participate in there or keep sitting there, because you will be classed as sinful then. This will mean that that moment your iman is very, 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 very weak, which even cannot be seen. If you do not feel the hatred toward the sin, if you do not condemn it in your heart, and this is the one of the azaful iman, it means the most weak iman. So it is that you, in a good way, you leave that madness. But as it is the agency of prophethood, which of who are the primarily executor of this duty, and all other people are just following them, it is possible that if you are not aware of, you do not have the necessary knowledge to enjoin good and forbid evil, then sometimes you can do more harm than benefit to the deen and to the other person and yourself as well. It is not simple as that you see something bad and you now rebuke it however you wish. No. There are guidelines for prayers, guidelines for other aspects of going to toilet. Wouldn't there be guidelines to enjoin good and forbid evil? And if there are, then what are they? That is what I would like to go through with you, and we will be benefiting from the books of Ahadith, especially one written for this purpose, Salibun Nabawiya, the prophetic way of putting the methods of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi al Munkar or correcting a mistake, written by a scholar. So basically, there are ahadith in there, and also in other books of ahadith and the Quran. So we will be, but main focus will be, I think, whatever we need to know is sufficient in that book, etc. But we will be referring to Quran and other books as well. But it is injustice that if we are using anyone else's book for reference, we do not mention that person, his name, and we should pray for them, because someone has made us easy for us to understand them, then we should pray for the person who we got this knowledge from, and other scholars who we benefited. First of all, you should know the significance of this which you, if you've been in Jamaat, you must have heard many ahadith regarding Fazail-e Amal, that one should exercise one's power to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the individual self, in the inner self, outer self, your immediate surrounding, your family, and all through the universe. First of all, know that correcting and admonishing and correcting mistakes is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, you should have this in your mind. This is not a normal thing. First of all, it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Shaykh, or is the Murshid, the guide for the Prophets. So if the Prophets need guidance, where they get guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is their Murshid, their guide. If they do anything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to do in a better way, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them. And throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even reminded different prophets and corrected different prophets in different aspects of their life, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that relationship is a very, very delicate, so we will not go and discuss that, because we want the implications and the guidance from it, which we can translate into our everyday life and use it with our family, with our friend, with our neighbor, and with other people. Rather than delving into that, what is the status of Prabhu, why did that Prabhu do this, and why did that companion do it? That will be going on the way of Shaitan. Our purpose should be that what do we want to achieve from it? What benefit can we attain from it? Rather than claiming authority to or making judgment against the prophets or the companions, we do not have that authority at all. And we should not. Because we will do more harm to our iman than benefit. So first of all, as I have mentioned to you, first point to note is, so from now on, I would also like you to not only listen, because after this session, I want you to actually have this something in your hand, something you can keep and remind yourself in a paper form, book form, so that you can keep notes and take notes for your own benefit. And then inshallah I will be putting you a little bit of questions so that you have understood what's being said, what has been said, and how to use that in different scenarios and different circumstances. So first of all, it is, as I have said to you, that it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like one of the verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur, Allah forbids you from it and warns you not to repeat the like of it forever if you are believers. Regarding something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected some of the mistakes of the companions in the Quran. Like in Surah Hujarat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Sahaba were sitting in the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they began to argue with each other, not with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with each other, and their voices were raised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. O you who believe, do not raise your voices above the voice of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَا تَجْهَرْ nor speak aloud to him in talk as you speak aloud to one and another. So don't speak to him like you speak to one another. He is not a normal person. You think he is a person like us. What will happen if you do not take lesson from this? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, lest your deeds may be rendered fruitless while you perceive not. So it is such a severe punishment that one cannot imagine. Imagine what is, who is it being said to the companion who have iman and belief, that even if you do raise your voices above the voice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will be deprived of all the benefit. The deeds are the fruits through the guidance of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which they have achieved. And when you do not respect who you got through the fruit and the guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then your deeds may be rendered fruitless. Tumhari amal sare habt ho jayenge, zaya ho jayenge. It will become a waste, your old deed, your namaz, your zakat, your tabligh, your preaching, your hajj, your zikr, and everything. And the punishment, the punishment which is more even, you can say, severe, is that you will not know it, that your amal has gone fruitless. Your amal has been become wasteful. They have been rendered fruitless while you perceive not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that antahbata amalukum antum la tasharun. Tumhe pata bhi nahi chalega, tumhe pata hi nahi hoga, tum samajh rahe hoge ki mere paas bahut achhe amal hai, I have iman, I have this, I have other things, I have good deeds. But the punishment of the people who are disrespectful towards Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jo gustakh hain, jo aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki beadabi karte hain, unki saza ye hai ki unko pata hi na chale ki hamare paas iman hai bhi ya nahi, hamare paas amal hai bhi ya nahi. Their punishment is that they would not even know the time of death. Only when the angel Israel will come and say, oh kafir soul, let me get out, then they will know, oh, our amal, iman has gone, our amal has gone. On the day of judgment some might know. So ye bahut badi punishment hai. If you and me know that some amal have been wasted, then obviously we can be concerned about it, and we will try to put that right and to renew our amal and to do our hajj and to do our prayers again and to repent. But that punishment that you even don't know that your amal has gone and they are finished, you will never actually try to refresh and redo the amal. So this is a great punishment. So this is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually corrected the companion, people who were sitting in the presence. So similarly, the mashayikh has said in the light of this verse, similarly it applies to the student, to the teacher, and the murid to the sheikh, that they should also not raise voices amongst them over their voices. What will happen is, their amal might not become fruitless, but the spiritual benefit they already had received from the teacher or from the sheikh or the knowledge or the barakat or the noor of the knowledge which they have already attained, or the spiritual faith they have already, that will actually become vain. So many people think, ye adab kya hai? Why should we sit in a certain position? Why? What's wrong with raising a voice? I don't know that I am doing it out of disrespectful. It is just, I don't think there is so much importance in this, someone might say. But look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is saying? It is so important that your whole amal will become fruitless. Adab bahut zaruri hai. Ba adab, ba naseeb. It means the person who is respectful, he is a fortunate person. Or ba adab, ba naseeb, and disrespectful person who does not show any etiquettes to which are due to parents, which are due to teachers, which are due to different creation like mashayikh and teachers and ulama, and especially people who amongst the Muslim elderly people. So adab bahut zaruri hai. And then another verse of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished some of the people at that time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were sitting in the Masjid Nabawi hearing khutbah, and there became a caravan of merchandise and other things from somewhere else, and people were feeding kutuba for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of the people who had already made contacts with them, or they had a contract, or they had certain need, they left the mosque. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Surah Jum'ah, وَإِذَا رَأَوْ تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهِ وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. And when they see some merchandise or some amusement, they disperse headlong to it and leave you, O Muhammad, standing while delivering the Friday khutbah. It was. So Prophet ﷺ stood alone with few companions. قُلْ say that which Allah قُلْ مَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٍ that which Allah has is better than any amusement or merchandise, and Allah is the best of provider. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ اور اللہ سب سے اچھا رزق دینے والا. تو اس کا مطلب یہ ہے, the companions were admonished that not to leave Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم like, and also it, one should refer that if one teacher, one Mashaykh actually is giving dars, or one's teacher, or any other scholar is giving, one is learning from them, that when they are sitting here, that many people do not leave physically, but mentally they are wandering around in many things. Someone might be thinking about their children, someone might be thinking about their wife, someone might be thinking about their degrees, someone might be thinking about their career, so their souls are wandering. It also is referring to those people also should take a lesson from it. That not leave the person who is speaking alone, speaking to the wall and ceiling, and others are present with their body, but spiritually and mentally they are just wandering here and there. Like this they will not benefit. It is an etiquette. یہ بھی ایک ادب ہے کسی کے پاس بیٹھنے کا, کہ جسم سے بھی بیٹھو اور روح سے بھی اور اپنی عقل سے بھی ادھر ہی کھا لو. سو دیز آر جسٹ سم ایگزامپل آف دا قرآن آئی ہیو گیون اینڈ اندر ایگزامپل آف دا قرآن. سو آئی ایم quoting these to you because so that you may know that it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to correct mistakes, to tell people what they are doing wrong, to right. And then obviously at lower level Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has delegated that power to you as being a khalifa of his, as a representative of his, that you should now do. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْتَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. So it is the responsibility of other person. Other example of the Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. That remember when your Lord said to the angels that I want to create a khalifa in earth. تو فرشتوں نے کیا کہا؟ Angels said that he will cause chaos and bloodshed and fasad and disruption on earth, and we are sufficient to glorify you. نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Now, one is the behavior of the angels, and one is the attitude, or you can say the way or the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine taking this in consideration, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not becoming angry and displeased with them, that why they have said this, why they have said this. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has authority, and He can throw all the angels in hellfire, and no one could ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala why He did this. La yus'al amma yaf'al. Remember this golden verse of Quran. Whenever shaitan put any waswasa in your mind about what's why this is happening, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La yus'alu amma yaf'alu. That I am not to be asked what I do. No one can ask. Wa hum yus'alun. You all will be asked. So think about yourself, you will be asked. No one is going to be holding accountable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or something. So why wasting your time and worrying and arguing and thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than think about the creation and yourself? You will be asked, you will be held accountable. Others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be held accountable for nothing. So never, because he, like Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullah said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like said, the pious people into the hellfire, still it will be disjustice. It will not be injustice. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns everything. He is the owner, he may do whatever he wants. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Zul Fazlil Azim. Of this, what happened, that children are dying in hunger, and that is happening. Although they can be explained, people who are marifa and gnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know that very much, and they can be explained very well. But we do not have the mind to grasp those realities. So for us, actually, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is not questionable. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. You will be questioned. So angel said, Allah, I want to create a khalifa. The angels are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will cause bloodshed and we are sufficient, we suffice actually, and we praise you and glorify you. Now imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why is he asking angels? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own power, his qudra for doing everything. He is not going to take anything from the angels to do it. They have no concern for it. They are also themselves created. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking them. One thing for teaching a lesson, some of the scholars have said, is ke mashwara kiya karo. Bishak chote log hon who have no concern with your wealth, etc. Still asking someone for mashwara, consult someone, a brother or a person who knows more in any. It is sunnah. Mashwara, you have sunnah. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki jo hai sunnat hai mashwara. Now, humankind sometimes, when he has got his own wealth, he has the power, and someone says, why you are doing this? One becomes very angry that you have no concern with it. I am using my money, my time, my health, my power. You have nothing to do with it. Why you are asking me? I will do this and that. Mind your own business. Finish. If someone even says to your personal affairs, about your religious affairs, about other affairs, and they say that we think this is good, do not become hastened to anger. Then Allah Ta'ala from whom said, فرمایا کہ قال انی اعلم ما لا تعلمون. I know what you do not know. تو آپ بھی کسی کو کہہ سکتے کہ بھئی ایسی بات ہے, there are something which you do not know, I can explain it. Then, if it was possible, or it was possible, definitely, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to angels, what I am saying is the truth, submit to my will now, finish. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do this to the angels. Since waal kar diya, bas mano tum, nahin. He, Jalla Jalaluhu, employed and adopted the way to approve and in the physical existence, the evidence to the angels that why I am going to create Adam and why is he superior to you than you. So Allah wa'allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. Allah taught Adam the knowledge, the name, the whole thing. Summa aradahum alal malaika. Then he said to the angels, فَقَالَ أَنْبِيُونِ. Now you inform me of what are these things which you are seeing, what are the names of these things? In kuntum sadiqeen, that if you are truthful. And then they said, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَا وَاللَّهِ. You are Subhan, you are Paak, لَا إِلْمَا نَا. We do not have any knowledge except what you teach us. إِنَّا كَانْتَ رَلِيُمْ حَكِيمٌ. they understood. Because whatever the angel said was not because of Nauzubillah, they want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they had any bad thought about any Adam alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or such. But it was a thought came into their mind, and they just had to set the stage forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not become angry and displeased with them. When he showed the evidence, they said they submitted. They said, we submit. इसमें एक और भी अदब है तरीकत तरबियत का, तरबियत के लिए फॉर स्पिरिचुअल पीपल वन स्पिरिचुअल का, कि जब भी कोई वसवसा दिल में आए, व्हेनेवर एनी वसवसा एनी विस्पर एनी थॉट अकर्स इन द हार्ट एंड माइंड, ऑलवेज प्रेजेंट इट टू द टीचर एंड द शेयर, डू नॉट कीप इट इन योर सेल्फ. सो व्हेनेवर अ डाउट अकर्स इन योर हार्ट, a question occurs in your heart. That is why I emphasize so much, I am always repeating, have anyone got anything to ask? Have anyone got anything to ask? That is for the reason only that many to actually break this actually wall of barrier, so that no one actually stops asking, because only they feel uncomfortable and nothing actually wanders around in their mind. Because that vasafasa will actually destroy that person's amal and iman one day. Like what happened with Shaitan. Shaitan also knew what was happening when he saw the creation of Adam, and he actually went into Adam al-Islam's body, etc. But he never said that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I think why Adam al-Islam is being created? I am also one of your pious person. Why are you? But he kept in his heart. He hota hai un disciples ka hashar. These end of those disciples who never actually, or students who never actually say to the Shaykh that that's what we are feeling, ye aur ab buri, it is bothering, and keep in their mind, and the poison spreads in, and then one day all that arrogance come in front of them, and they are actually, there is a separation between them and the Shaykh, and finish. Only result is, why it is just like that is because they have kept that in their mind. And the angels are, because they masoom mafluk hai, they're sinless creation, so they never actually keep anything in their mind. If something has come, very similar, they say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this it is, you come into our mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, I will explain to you. So if it comes, if someone presents to the Shaykh or to the teacher or to the elder person, they will explain to you if they know. They will explain to you in a better way to eliminate it. And if it will be true, they will also say that it helped, that it's our mistake. If not, they will actually remove that misconception from your mind. So I will end there, although actually what I wanted to say, but I'll never inshallah next time we will carry on with this. There are many things I need to cover in this, especially the summary or the purpose is, so the last stage is to teach you the methodology of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you can employ that methodology in your everyday, your family, domestic, social life, here and there, wherever you meet brothers in your family, and take benefit and derive benefit from the methodology of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first of all, today only you've known that correcting mistakes, admonishing, warning is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, if anything occurs in your mind, if someone admonishes you, asks you, if you are a student, if you are a disciple, always present that to the relevant person. It also apply to other people. Maybe you have a misconception about another brother. He never thinks like this. But you actually employed that misconception. Oh yes, you thought like that. You are flourishing it and feeding it. And that misconception comes into a tree of anger for nothing. But if you would have asked that brother, maybe it would have actually vanished away at that time. There was no such thing existing in his mind which you were thinking of him. So it only applies to the shaykh and the disciple, the student and the teacher, but also your family life, your mother, your father, your parents, your wife or husband, brothers, and to the other community. ٹھیک ہے, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me if I've said anything wrong, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable me and you to understand and act upon commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding especially the enjoining goodness and forbidding evil, and to employ the methodology and the way and the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا انت استغفرک و اتوب الیک.